Welcome to this new moon magic moment. I am Océanie and I'm going to share with you the message I received and I feel right here and right now. You can find this message written on my website as well, so you can have access to the guidance through different senses. So let's start. This new moon is happening in the sign of Aries. So new moon means that the sun and the moon are aligning from our earth perspective. So the moon is moving faster than the sun. And when it's coming in between the sun and earth, actually, so we see, we actually don't see the moon during a few days because it's really aligned with the sun. So the sun light is obviously obstructing our new moon view. And this is called the new moon. And then the moon from this moment is going to rise as new. And we're going to see it in the sky every night a little bit more, because it's going to separate from the sun and reflect more and more the sunlight. So this new moon is happening in the sign of Aries at 22 degrees, last Monday, 12th April, a very early morning for European time. So this week is really a new moon week. And with the new moon cycle, all these next 30 days until next new moon. So I'm going to read to you the message I channel and obviously comment on it. I trust my truth. I express my truth. I act my truth. The message we're receiving now is obviously flowing from the message from last month and the cycle that was at play from the last new moon, which is new moon in Pisces. So we're always evolving and flowing, okay? And last month we're talking a lot about trust. And now it's about the truth. We've been riding with our feelings. Our intuition is speaking its own language, and it's our job to clarify our inner communication, our expression. Yes, it is our job. We're the one putting words and action on how we feel. A new moon ritual. So for every new moon, it's nice to create your own little magic moon space where you remember where we're coming from. So you can reread, for example, the last new moon messages. And also it's very great to read in your journal where you were at, or remember during the period of the last new moon what was happening in your life. Reread your intention of last new moon. Observe your evolution. Appreciate that. And then recenter and write your new moon intention for this new cycle, intentions that are going to guide your way during this new cycle. 3, 2, 1, action! Yes, yes, it's time to go for what you want. Listening to your truth is acting on it. Trusting is taking action. Integrate your spirituality in your life. Your mental is a great tool to affirm what you want. But if your physical body is not taking action on it, what's the point? Why would we want peace and love if we don't act with peace and love? Why working on feeling trust if we don't align all ourselves with trust? Align your thoughts and your actions. Remember, you are a connection between nature and spirit, between the physical and the intellectual. So taking actions is happening, okay? We always take actions. We're always moving forward. But you feel there are some obstacles on your way. First, it's okay. Let's not panic or dramatize the situation, create stories in our head and go boil up in our mentality about those obstacles. Remember, you are a player of the game. You have the choice to play your way. Therefore, let's take a moment to observe your own reaction. Are you seeing these obstacles as big concrete walls reinforced with adamantium? Adamantium is a metal in X-Men. I'm an X-Men fan. Or you see the obstacles as funky monsters and magic objects That's more a Mario Kart style game, you know. The way you see directs your way. The way you see influences your actions. The way you see is how you react with your thoughts. Obviously, the big wall feels a bit more blocking in comparison to the funny unknown objects that seems to just be asking to be seen and dealt with. So no matter what's happening, you can help yourself to detach from the heaviness felt by your situation by observing the game. Every obstacle is part of your success. Every obstacle is a test of our willpower. Or every obstacle is an experience to be lived. I use the word obstacles here, but we can use many words like steps, days, challenges, portals of transition, levels in the game, up to you. I choose my way, I express my way. A new moon about assertiveness and willpower. The power of RS vibrates with the element of fire. It's a strong spark becoming flame. And when you make a fire, you can see what is necessary to make your fire burn, to create the flame. We are being guided to liberate our inner fire, to be assertive in our willpower. Let it out. RS is bold. It's taking action at the moment and for itself. It's just really going for it. It's an energy that can be thought as egoistic and aggressive, but is it really? Aren't we here to be ourselves? We all want to save the world, or at least to support the people around us. So how are we supposed to do that if we don't do it for ourselves first, you know? We often think that being self-centered or acting for ourselves is something very bad, you know, we're judging ourselves, oh, I do for me and the others. But the thing is, if we don't do for ourselves, how can we do for others, you know? Live your experience and share that. When you take action, you create a wave, a change in the reality. If you take action from your heart and guts, this wave will sparkles in everyone around too, from a place of heart and guts. Guts, intuition, and how you feel inside. Huh? So if you do the experiment, you'll see. Also, if you are dealing with fire, may your action be for or towards and not against. You know, I do for, I go towards, I don't do and go against. We playing with fire here. We don't want to burn people, do we? I take my space and I allow others to take theirs too. Yes, because when I do for me, I also experience that action for myself, that inner fire that I really express out for my own self. And this is creating a very nice experience and also allowing me to create the space for others to act as well, because we're not mixing up constantly, oh, I do for you. No, I do for me and I am here for you. So I let you do for you, so you are here for me too. Or for someone else, you know, up to you. But at least I do for me. So this new moon is also a third chakra activation. I feel it very strongly. The third chakra is associated with a fire element. So the third chakra is a solar plexus chakra. It's Manipura. So to harmonize with the energies of now, which is really calling for taking action, for inner fire to be let out, you know. It's very interesting now if you play with that and harmonize with connecting with your third chakra. So you can do a visualization with inner fire inside of you. You can also lay down and place a yellow crystal on your third chakra. Third chakra is also, well, it's fire, it's yellow. So for example, citrine or sunstone, and you just lay down and breathe with that. You can just sit and meditate on your third chakra situated in the solar plexus. Okay, so it's between the second chakra in your gut and the heart chakra, which is in the middle of your chest. I choose my way. I do me. Yes, do that. Do something that really suits you. Some of us visualize, some of us wants to draw it, some of us wants to sing it, some of us wants to play with crystals. Really do it your way. If you have a song that says fire constantly, dance on the song. I choose my way, I do me. So fire third chakra, it is also the seat of anger. Yeah, because anger has to do with action. So if you feel triggered, annoyed, frustrated, or angry, it means yourself is calling out for action, an action that nourishes you. Fire consumes, after all. So the question is, what happens if I don't nurture my fire? I'll let you play with that. Our fire can also be sparked by someone else's action, someone else's reaction, someone else's expression. No matter the other person's way, you can choose yours. Your reaction is yours. You are responsible for the way you act and react. Sometimes our inner fire is boiling, burning, itching inside. And for that, we can use magic tricks because it wants to go out. And sometimes we don't really know which way we want to go out, or we feel exhausted, or we're just annoyed. You know, you're annoyed. So you don't really know what to do from that, but you feel like it needs to be acted on. So I have a magic releasing trick for the inner fire. And this is bouncing on loud music. So you put your headphones on, or you're in a room with loud music, but I feel it's louder when I put headphones in my ears. And I put very loud music, no matter the music. I'll just go for whatever you want. And then you just let your body move on that. Have fun, play, sweat, just whatever comes, you yell, you know, just let it out. And music is a great support. It creates a very nice space to release. So you do that, and then you'll see. Okay, one moment at a time. So you focus on the release and then you'll see what happens. So I let you have fun and create also your own magic tricks to release. Huh? There's many ways. And magic tricks are magic, obviously, because they adapt to any situation. I'm not going to tell you to yell to release your anger, because if you're in a bus or in, you know, public transportation or in a public place and suddenly you feel angry, starting to yell like that, I'm not sure it's going to solve. It's going to make you feel at peace, or it's going to make you feel safe in your environment. So obviously you create different magic tricks to adapt to your environment. You know, there's always a way. There's always a way. I choose my way. I express it, I act on it. So this new moon is about expressing your truth. We are being led to connect with our inner truth and express it. It's time to go for it. Yeah. Set your thoughts to match your will and let every day guide you to make it happen. There is no hurry, and I want to be clear and loud about that. Do not pressure yourself, okay? On the contrary, let go of the pressure, trust the process, and appreciate the ride. This new moon is extremely, like, it's not only the new moon, like what we're living now, it's a transformation. Fire is transmuting, it's transforming. And well, you know, you put the wood in the fire and then the wood is transformed into ashes, transformation. So this pressure we're letting go, it comes out in many ways. I'm talking about anger, but some people may feel sadness. Some people may feel many things, you know. Everyone's their own way, but it has to come out. Something has to come out, and you have to let go the pressure. For your truth to really be expressed, for your new to be acted upon, you have to create, to clean and create the new. So you have to transmute for that. And sometimes when we let go of the pressure, we feel it's like a massive wave of I don't know what is smashing our face, and our whole body is shaking or is feeling very strongly the change happening inside. And it's okay. It's happening. It means you actually open the door for all of it to flow. And that's great. So you focus on your body, you know. Acting can be many things. It can be going to the toilet. That's taking action on a body's feeling. Sleeping, eating, dancing, writing, calling someone, send a message, cooking, cleaning. Action and going for what we want doesn't have to be big. You know, the big is happening. The big is made of many smalls. we're going to say it this way, you know, the magnificent, big, infinite universe is made of many little details. So all those little details, those little actions of your everyday life are actions. But they're asking you to be fully in it, you know. It's always about being focused here and now. If you are, for example, I take resting because that's a very good example, obviously. So when you are resting, you know, oh, you feel tired, you want to rest. So you lay down on your bed and you're resting. But your head is thinking, or you on your phone suddenly overacting with your mentality. So that's not resting. When I say taking action, is your whole self is acting. Your mental is aligned with your physical and you're taking action. And sometimes it can be difficult to really focus the mental. So another magic trick, I say, like with children and babies, you know, I say what I'm doing. Some days it's boiling up there. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to really refocus on what I'm doing. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to the toilet now. Oh, I am releasing. Oh, it feels good to release. Oh, my body is sitting on the toilet. So I let you play with that. It's very, you create your story, you know, and our mentality is always creating stories. So why not being the own director and producer of our stories and to focus here and now, let's do the actions our body are asking for and, you know, create the mentality that goes with it. So that's what I mean. You want to realize your dreams. That's awesome. So I'm going back on the article now because I make the big aparté and then poof, I refocus. You know, the way is not like I go straight forward. It's not a straightforward highway. It's a game. It's a game. So we go in many directions, but if we keep focus, we keep going on our way, on our path, because we're always going on our path. So you want to realize your dreams? That's awesome. Now, it's about every breath and step taken for your dreams, because your dream is now. That's why it's good to focus now. You want peace, you do peace now. I want this, I do this now. I am creative and I adapt to my situation at play. Yeah. So focusing, centering, breathing. So sometimes we feel confused and we don't know anymore. So that's what I was talking about. So in this case, we recenter. So it means that you come back inside of yourself, because often we confuse when we get dispersed on the outside and the possibilities and the people around and the situation. And so you recenter, you come back inside and you listen to your body talking. There is something talking. So it could be maybe this knee is hurting, you know, it's been a few days and you know, my knee is hurting. But are you acting on it? Maybe there is this noise annoying you and you're like, oh my God, it's annoying me. So you go on with your days and, oh, it's annoying me. So you're carrying the annoyance with you. Address it. Whatever is the subject of the moment, address that. Act on it. And don't think about later. Just act on it now and then let the magic happen. And then later will be a new now. You don't need to have all the answers or be clear about your future. It's about living your life now. I focus on here and now. Activate this trust you've been working on last cycle. You are doing it. You are on your path of light. It's time to create your space to be you. I'm going to repeat the little mantra for this cycle. Let's breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. I trust my truth. I express my truth. I act my truth. Oh, yeah. So there are a lot of movement during the period of now. We're strongly dealing with fire and air energy. So I really invite you to observe the playing and the dance between the fire and the air. And if you want to know more about it, on my YouTube channel, I have a video to explain that in the astral language. So I explain from an astral point of view about the fire and the air, what's happening in the planets now. And it's a video accessible to everyone. I really explain how it works. You know how much I love explaining how things works. So you can have a look on my YouTube channel or on the website, on the article. I put a link, obviously, and I put other many links about fire and burning and focus. Thank you for receiving me. Your power is within. Always remember that my power is within. I hold my power. May your truth guide your way. I love you. And chat soon. Ciao, ciao.